in heaven. Stay alive. Oh, now two and me. Two, one. We're going to have fun. Say, let's go. Hey, Excalibur. It's about that bar. What do you mean? Give it take. Four and home. Side zone. Check it out, eh? Live alone. Leather lace. Get in place. What do you get? Say, that's it. Doom, broom. Cosmic zoom. That's up, Jay. It's on its own.
Take a little chance, live on through. You gotta do what you do. You gotta do for you. Good evening and welcome to yet another Fast Food Media podcast. It's actually the penultimate podcast tonight. Yay! We're going to call tonight's episode the Addiction episode, and everyone who's joined me tonight has already gone, is not quite sure what the hell I'm talking about, and thinking, he looks a bit dodgy all of a sudden. Basically, Friday night, I was watching ITV randomly. I don't actually watch TV that much, some of you probably know. And on that side of things, there was actually just a little investigative report about video game addiction. So on that side of things, we might talk about video game addiction and a little bit about that tonight, perhaps, really, along with the usual bits and bobs. Anyway, before we get into all of that, I'm going to introduce all my co-hosts tonight, and as usual, we have a number of them. First of all, we're joined by Bat Afro Republic.
Hey. How y'all doing?
Good to see you again, dude. And we've got Gavi as well from Radio Sega, a good regular.
Hello.
Long-term friend of Fastener Media, Joe Hernandez. Oh, dear Frank.
Hey.
Another regular-ish guy. Crimson Edgy, not ever been on.
Hello.
And Phil Vija Sims, as many of you should know.
Good evening.
So yes, we're going to be here on the podcast tonight, and you'll be able to download this on the future from fastmedia.net, or you find it through iTunes or some other website. Other website, yes. So yeah, how is everyone tonight? I better pick a person, because last time I did this, everyone didn't want to speak at the same time, so it's just like... Phil, how's your weekend been?
Not too bad, can't complain. Relaxed, enjoyed myself, not done any work.
I'm fine, except having to bitch flat my Bluetooth.
Yeah, Bluetooth is fun, or not, depending on how you look at it. Yeah, who's been playing games this weekend so far?
Me. I'm feeling quite ill after a stint on Rock Band 2.
Shouldn't go for these addictive ones.
I just kind of get addicted to wanting to sing songs in the same style as what they're...
Oh dear.
Yeah. Nasty. Well, he'll be back in a second, hopefully. Yeah, that was his technical difficulty, not mine this time, so there. Yeah, I don't know anybody. Yes, game addiction. They were just going on small bits about it, and they were putting a sort of negative spin on it as usual, and I was like, yeah, great, and I was just like, nah, it's rubbish. But I was watching it, seeing what points they're making. A lot of it was based on, obviously, places in the UK and, like, kids in the UK, and it's more like a parental warning, I saw it, and I was like, nah, I'm not big on this. Sit down. But anyway, it was a bit of a parental warning, if anything else, really. But I was just like, well, when you consider places in the East and so forth where actually have people who die from game addiction who just play for 50 plus hours straight or something like that, that's a bit more serious than like, oh, we spend so much time in this room. And it's like, yeah, right. You should take breaks from gaming, and I totally advise that to anyone there as well, really. But, you know, people do actually play games quite a lot nowadays. It's just part of entertainment, really. And people even get in dark environments as well to enjoy the experience of, say, a scary game like a scary film, really, so... A lot of debates in there, it, really, but ultimately I thought it was a bit pointless, really. Pretty similar to the whole thing on violence on video games, so, yeah. But I don't know, what do you guys think about gaming addiction as a whole?
Well, I think that everyone should be not treating us like we're Koreans. Like you say, you know, people are going to sit down and play, like, World of Warcraft for 50, 60 hours in one go. And, you know, then end up getting arrested, you know, for, like, letting the kids die or something. It's all a bit... Yeah, that's the kind of the extreme side, and you know, you can't say, oh, you know, kids who are sat down playing, say, Grand Theft Auto for 6 or 7 hours a night, well, it's not going to kill them. You know, it's not the best of things to be doing, but you know, it's not no. Well, there shouldn't be any long term damage from it,
except possibly losing your eyesight.
Well, yeah, or becoming, to be honest with you, I'd be more concerned about them becoming murderers or rapists. They could.
There's no good research to back that up.
There's always me.
We're talking about
I
British media.
I love my eyesight playing Sonic the Hedgehog 3. Seriously.
Hmm?
600 hours of playing Sonic 3, I am now 2 clicks away from being legally blind.
Oh dear.
No, I say there's no research to back up, but at the end of the day, we're talking the British media, who research to them is a rather alien word.
Well, it's an alien thing to a lot of media corporations.
Hey, I'm part of the media. We're part of the media in some way from actually doing this podcast, so yeah, don't knock it too much.
There's a lot of legitimate free press organisations like Fast Feet Media, which don't have an agenda so much. I mean, you do have a bit of an agenda of promoting Sonic and Sega a bit, but a lot of corporations that distribute news are either owned by government agencies or owned by a particular person who have an agenda and want to forward a particular view. And they do it that way. It's rife in America. You go watch an American news show and you will fall over laughing for the hypocrisy in it.
I'll let you know in a week.
About that.
Like 5 minutes. That is, like, thanks to Rupert Murdoch, he pretty much made it very one-sided, despite his promotion of fair and balance.
I'm looking right back across the pond. The British guy. Yeah. Oh, yes, him.
Mr.
Murdoch is mostly to blame, but really, you gotta spread the blame around a bit. You got Bush, Cheney, all the politicians from the Bush era who pretty much got into power because of them, and pretty much, well, fucked us over. But that's beside the point.
Yeah, that's why I'm glad I'm in the UK, not America.
It's going that way in this country, though.
What about this?
Just a little slower, I think.
The only thing George Bush did that was actually of benefit to anyone was that he gave a lot of stand-up comedians a lot of material.
True. Well, a few of them come in another way, you know.
Yeah, Barack Obama would never choke on a pretzel.
No.
Fat ass.
That said, there was. I did see a joke. I heard a joke from Frankie Boyle the other day about Barack Obama, which I thought was quite amusing. But for the sake of not wanting to offend anyone, I'll just keep it quiet. Well, it's good though.
Well, I mean, both Bushes actually did something quite hilarious. George Bush Sr. threw up on, I think, a politician.
Threw up on the Japanese Prime Minister.
There it goes. And now you have George Bush, who chokes on a pretzel.
Just Bush Jr. is just a big walking joke.
I mean, honestly, I don't really put any blame on him. He's just, like, he's so absent-minded and probably has, like, a ton of stuff to take care of that, like, he has the politicians behind him do everything, like, under the table, that it just completely blows over his head.
Okay, we're getting a bit far away from gaming here.
Yeah, we got a little distracted.
Well, yeah. I don't really want to think about politics, it makes my head hurt. So let's come back to gaming a bit more.
There has to be some symptoms of like withdrawal and things like that. Like, if you guys have seen Family Guy, when Peter didn't have a TV for quite some time, he pretty much made his whole life like a television set. I don't see that in gaming. Like, you don't see kids actively, like, you know, playing with their thumbs, trying to get a thrill of playing a game or simulating.
It's more the interacting with it, really, because this is completely different to any other medium in the sense that you've been interacting with it, and I don't get what people haven't picked up on it as much, obviously, the media of other moments, but you're interacting with what's going on the screen, so that's one side of it, really. But I just don't see why people are considering it so much different to watching a film or whatnot, really, and it's just like, well, looking at the screen for long periods of time, people go to work and look at PC screens for, you know, 8 hours a day at least sometimes, and people, you know, even if you're looking at kids from that perspective, yeah, they're looking at it that long. Probably, but I mean, you know, a kid's eyesight is probably no much more worse than like an adult's eyesight, and an adult's eyesight is probably worse anyway because it's gradually got worse at time or whatever. But I don't think it's that much of a harm, really. And you know, I don't know what the big fuss is all about.
Well, I mean, from what the difference between the movie, watching a movie and playing a game, is there's a whole interactive aspect. You're controlling a character which is performing, in some cases, things that aren't accepted in society. And that's where people get riled up about it. Admittedly, it's mostly the people that get riled up are the older generation, because they've grown up in a world without computer games, so to speak, or home consoles, where it's graphically very realistic, and you can see it.
They
don't understand it, so to speak.
Well, I was going to say, like, I guess the level of interaction, as you say, is a bit different. I mean, back when our parents were watching black and white movies, they pretty much were like, they were cheering on the hero, booing the antagonist, and like it was just like that in like Shakespearean time, like when they were pretty much doing quite the same. I mean, this time there's more emphasis on rooting for the bad guy, the hero always wins.
Not to mention the fact that it's hard to find the bad guy in some movies. When the hero is actually with Bruce. You know?
I think the problem is you've got, with addiction to video games, you have to say, well, how long is it until you're addicted? You know, how often do you play? Is it just a couple of hours a night, or...?
Well, yeah, what constitutes as being addicted to it, really? I mean, how many hours, really, and how frequency, really? I mean, I suppose people are considering, like, over, like, half a day, and if you consider half a day you're sleeping, and then the other half a day, it'd be 6 hours, so 6 hours plus, I suppose, really. But people in the industry, people who play it, I mean, there's the other side, you know, kids are one side, but adults are another side, really. If you're an adult and you spend so long playing it that you're unemployed or you're scrounging off the toll or something like that, and you're just playing games, and that's all you're doing. All you're doing is eating and just playing games. That's bad. But a lot of people are just playing, you know, for a regular amount of hours, say probably around 6 hours a day or something like that, and, you know, still doing everything else they would normally and socially and everything like that as well, really. So it's just the statistics on this side of things, really. It's a percentage. The amount of people who probably actually spend a long amount of time gaming every day is probably very small from, you know, that sort of average set of gamers, I would say. So I don't think it's significant. No significant difference, really, so.
I think it's just going to be much ado about nothing. I mean, this kind of story has been cycling for the past 15 years. I mean, back in the late 90s, early 2000s, it was the EverQuest. Prior to that, it was Doom and Quake. Prior to that, Mortal Kombat. Like a kidney stone, this too shall pass, and people just, this will just be buried into page 37 and forgotten, you know?
Yeah, I totally remember the Mortal Kombat Outrages, the Grand Theft Auto Outrages, and the other Grand Theft Auto one as well. They've all happened, but it's all just been blown out of proportion, and, yeah, that's it. Simple rules. If you've got kids, be a parent, watch what they do. If you're an adult, you know, sort your life out. I think that's the crux of the matter, I think, really. Other than that, let's enjoy playing games.
Exactly.
Unless anyone else has got the, to contradict me.
I was going to say, there's also the fact that video games are also being more of a participating kind of thing. Like, it seems like a sport nowadays.
Yeah, tournaments and even, yeah, just LAN party levels, things like that even.
Yeah, I mean, if I remember correctly, it was in the movie The Cable Guy when Jim Carrey was telling that one guy, the main character, that that kids will be playing with other kids in Japan, video games and stuff like that. And then, lo and behold, it's actually happening, I guess, 10, 15 years later. I don't remember when the Cable Guy was made.
definitely. Well, just on a side note, if you're actually on the Fastened Media Twitter, twitter.com/FastenedMedia, add us if you're there, blah, blah, blah. We're just seeing if you want to tweet us your thoughts, basically, based on what we've said. So, yeah. Let us know if you want to actually have your say on it, basically. At the moment, though, I think we're going to have a musical break and come back to it. There's a few more Fastened Media updates we're going to go over and talk about what Project 7 is as well. Anyway, we'll be back after this musical break. This is the Fastened Media Podcast.
Reminiscing of the Wild Style 75. Cause it's the brothers on the mic occupying the drum. We take the four MCs and make them sound like one. And together we show you how to improvise. Reminiscing of the Wild Style 75. So whoever bought the tape, bring your butt right back. Cause you never in your life heard a cut like that. Hey, we rip fast, phonographs, 45 record smash. Hot weather forecast, it ain't nothing I never had. Make a move, never lose, competition quick to choose. New styles, hot rhymes, guarantee to blow your mind.
Subtle with fanatic for unity, demonstrating a ghetto diplomatic immunity.
Well, I'm the style, stimulus, sound, photosynthesis, super with the synthesis in the line of centuries.
And together, we show you how to improvise, reminiscing of the Wild Style 75. Cause it's the brothers on the mic, occupying the drum, taking four MCs and make it sound like one. And together, we show you how to improvise, reminiscing of the Wild Style 75. Cause it's the brothers on the mic, in the place to be. It's the J-U-R-A-S-S-I-C.
If you could call up and tell me what the breaks are, other besides Newmark, Cut Chemist, all those guys are excluded from the contest.
And welcome back to the Fast Media Podcast. I'm your host, Fast Media, along with my fellow guests here tonight. We've been talking about addiction in video games, but we'll give that a rest for a bit, I think. We'll come back to that in a bit, basically. And someone's phone's going off. Those are mine. Anyway, phone call's off. I'm just going to go over what's going on with Fast Media, as I usually do in our second segment of the podcast. And not a lot's actually been placed on. That was largely due to last week when my hard drive died. And that was a 500 gig hard drive. Damn you, Seagate. And that also had a lot of Sega Sonic TV footage on, so I wasn't too happy about that, so that kind of stopped me in my tracks. So I did eventually get into some other updates, really. Now, this is something I've been wanting to put on for a while, really. I'm pretty sure last time we announced that all the Sega music's on, so yeah, download that, blah, blah, blah. But we'd actually put Sonic CD in high definition.
H definition.
Doing the acronym. It's H definition. Phonetic definition. yes, in HD, or high definition.
Loaded some bloopers.
Yes, we're very wordy la-di-da on the show, aren't we?
We don't have rules.
Yes, uh-huh. But we put it in high definition. Now, what I will stress is this article's on Fastweek Media, www.fastweekmedia.net, and you can actually check out all the videos through the Flash, basically, Flash Video Player, and you can also download them in high definition. Their full resolution to make them high definition is 1280 by 720, so that brings it 720p, technically, if you want to know that. And he's featuring six videos, and they're from the Europe and Japan opening original, the Sonic Jam mix of that one, and the ending of Europe and Japan one, and all the USA ones as well, basically, with an instrumental version as well, basically. But they're all in high definition, so if you play on a high definition screen, it's going to look sweet. So, do download them. They're not even 100 megabytes, but bear in mind, the vids are a minute and a half long. That's probably about right, we think. Go and have a look at that, download that. If you want to have a little playsy around with it. If not, I mean, I also put it up that sort of footage, really, in case people have wanted to edit and things with them, really, as well, really. So you've got nice, high-quality footage to work with. So, you know, creationists and people who just want to look at stuff. Other than that, we're just following the road to Series 2 of Sega Sonic TV. The second series is coming back once I sort out making all the stuff again since the hard drive died. In the meantime, we're just keeping it entertained with some of the episodes from the past, as well as outtakes and various other things as well. And just episode 4 from Series 1's on there, and it's made by Manic VJ, one of the good Aussie staff members of Fast Media. Have a look and see that. It's a good 20 minutes long and slightly different from some of the other Sega Sonic TV episodes. But other than that, not much has been going on, really. The usual stuff's been going on, you know. Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing and Mario and Sonic and Winter Olympics are going on. But Tokyo Game Show's been happening around now, or was coming up, I think, anyway. Apart from that, we're just looking at the usual.
There is that leaked document that Sega were trying to get removed, that from a discussion that they had with Sony.
That was the other thing.
Oh, yeah, that's always going to be fun.
Yeah.
What, with the exclusive Dreamcast games and Sonic Anniversary Collection?
WikiLeaks or something like that.
I think, to be honest, so soon after having the Sega Mega Drive Ultimate Collection, I don't think there needs to be another Sonic collection on PS3 so soon. Unless they were going to put
They said that about the Ultimate Mega Drive Collection when it first came out with Sonic Mega Collections and stuff.
Well, but I'd say the only way you'd actually get some money out of it is if you put, like, say, if you obviously did Sonic 1, 2, 3, Sonic and Knuckles with lock-on, because they've now proved that they can emulate that. If you did Sonic CD, Knuckles Chaotix, Sonic R, you've got a Blu-ray disc.
You're never going to get Knuckles Chaotix.
Well,
they cannot physically republish it, because they don't own the rights to some of the characters that were created for the games. So they can't republish it.
Yeah, but there's never saying they can't use, like, the Game Boy Advance games. You know, they own the rights to them.
I don't know. They can use the Game Boy Advance.
Reprogram Knuckles Chaotix and take the characters they don't own now. Well, I'd presume
this is replacing
like
new ones.
Because Mighty's not been in a game with Chaotix in since then.
Even Sonic the Fighters characters from there, you know? Loads of little pockets of characters, really.
It actually surprises me that Sega don't own the rights to characters they've created.
Well, I mean, it was a character. I think it was a someone they hired for the job, but he's now passed away, and something about legal issues in Japan or something. I'm not an expert on it, suffice to say, I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, I say the point still stands. I mean, if you're going to make an anniversary collection, it needs to have more than just the original Mega Drive games on it. It needs to have
I'd love to have Sonic R, Sonic Adventure, Sonic Adventure 2.
Yeah,
but if you wanted all those games, you might just buy a Wii and just get all the GameCube games.
Well, yeah, because they're on Sonic Gems Collection, aren't they?
Yeah, Sonic Gems Collection.
Well, there's a solution for everyone, one, really.
Yeah, but the selling point would be it'd be Backbone Entertainment that develop it, and they'd be able to smudge the graphics and make it look like it's an oil painting as drawn by a 2-year-old and claim it's high definition.
No, I'd expect them to update the character models at least.
Nah, that's too much work for them.
Well, look at this way, Liz. I mean, we've got Project Needle Mouse coming out soon, which is going to be a brand new HD game anyway. But I think, as far as enough, we've got good enough quality in the games, as far as the graphics go, that's good. You know, it's actually getting up to the high definition spec anyway, really. What's the point, I think?
How much do you want to bet that the HD things will be partially thrown out the window? I mean...
Well...
Especially in regards to the Wii,
I suppose.
You're going to find them contracting an app for the Wii fans.
Well, with the Wii, yeah, you are not going to have high definition, so it does lose out in a respect, really, but that's part of going with Nintendo and the architecture of the machine, I suppose, in some respects, really.
Yeah, you say that, but didn't they say the collection would be released in 2011? But at the same time, Nintendo announced, they've said that they will develop their new console in 2011.
And it's going to be high definition, which is something they said they were never going to develop for because it was just graphics. So clearly Nintendo have realised that their gameplay innovations, whilst they're selling by the bucket load, aren't exactly what people want.
It's not necessarily graphics, it's just upscaling your pixel count and on screen, and games modders have managed to get high definition out of the Wii.
Yeah.
It is possible, it's just, I imagine they had to do a lot of fiddling with it, but...
Well, yeah, no, the point still makes, though, is even after fiddling with it, you can put high definition on the Wii, so why don't Nintendo just go and do it?
They will do that, apparently according to CNET, in the planning. This is why they put down the price.
I saw a quite funny YouTube video the other day. Let me see if I can link to everyone in the chat room to it. It was, if it's still on YouTube and if Sega haven't pulled it, and if they've pulled it, it'd be quite interesting. It was what they purported to be off-screen footage of Project Needle Mouse. Which, I don't know. It looked like it was high-definition background using Sonic 1 sprites. But, I'll see if I can find it.
It always sounds like something the fans might do, but then again, it's something that could always kick up and do, but it's almost getting a bit unoriginal to do something that, was just in the first game so long ago now, so it's odd.
Yeah, I'd say it's probably something fan-made. I doubt Sega's going to let any videos out of their site at this time.
Well, I have to say that whilst I'm not happy with the... it is still on YouTube, so I'll get a link on. Whilst I'm not happy with the fact that they've used Sprite, the original Sprites, the background looks pretty good, so... That's not it. That's a link. But yeah, it looks... I mean, I'm not sure where it's come from. I don't know if it's legit or not. But it looks pretty, nonetheless.
Yeah.
There we are.
But coming back to this whole thing about the Sonic compilation, it was going to be... I heard it was going to be every game on a Blu-ray disc, basically. Yeah, that would have been an awesome collection, pretty much everything, really. But, I mean, how much they'd be able to get on. I mean, I think if you're going to do that, all right, well, put it on Virtual Console as well, and, 360 Arcade as well, that'd be good. Eventually, even if you got around to it, I know it takes ages to actually reproduce them and actually port them across, but, at least give us the benefit and say, yeah, we'll get around to it. I don't know what you're going to do, because I don't own a PS3, and I'm like, great.
I own them all. Sorry.
Well, I'd say it's a way of monetizing their past content, and it's a good way of doing things. However, they seem to be getting a bit repetitive with it.
But it's just like Capcom with Street Fighter.
Mm.
You know, how many more Street Fighter 2s do we want in the world?
Yeah.
I don't know. A lot of soundtracks run, though.
Well, to be fair, Street Fighter 4 did come out pretty well.
Yeah, that was Street Fighter 4. I'm wondering about how many times they've actually re-released Street Fighter 2.
Oh, 8,000 times at least.
Yeah, and then you've got Mega Man. And, you know, so Sonic is kind of just Sega, just jumping on the bandwagon. Going, here, I have Sonic.
It makes the money, and to be honest, it's getting the old games out there to a new generation of people, and I can't argue with that.
I've downloaded
the old Sonic games to my 360, partly so I can complete them, because the save function is a godsend. But it's helped me relive my youth, and I've enjoyed it. I still have the Mega Drive sitting underneath it, which I can still plug in and play them on.
Mm.
Yeah, but you say you pay for it, but the original Mega Collection is playable on the 360, so...
With a save function.
Exactly.
Is it? Oh, right.
Yeah.
So
if you press the back button, it comes to the little menu.
And on top of that, you've got Sonic 3 and Knuckles and...
Well, yeah, I mean, I suppose, yeah, that's one thing the Xbox Live Arcade does have going for it, you know, the lock-on with Sonic 3 and Knuckles, which they said they couldn't emulate and then went on and did it. So, to be quite honest with you, if I was Backbone, I'd be patching that into Mega Collection.
It wasn't that they couldn't do it, it was they couldn't do it in the time available.
And they haven't patched it in since?
No.
It's a bit of a...
They get patched. Expect a patch to get put on other consoles. I mean, if XBLA could do it, expect the Wii Store to follow suit in order to make money. You know?
Yeah, I'm quite surprised, actually, the Sonic games aren't on PS3. Why they're on the Virtual Console and Live Arcade and not on PlayStation Network?
I've probably just seen the PlayStation Network. I don't know how they handle... handle these retro games.
Yeah. I mean, the only game on the Vintage Collection that I've seen on there was Gunstar Heroes.
Yeah, that's on there. We'll call me old-fashioned, but I'll just stick with Sonic Jam, thanks.
It's kind of like the classic compilation game.
Well, not just that, you actually get Spin Dash in Sonic 1. There is no compilation that can do that, except for Sonic Jam.
Yeah.
No complaints.
It kind of made it a bit too easy, though.
Yeah, but you know, you had all the same...
Obviously, it wasn't designed with it in mind, but yeah.
Yeah.
It always, you know, can you imagine playing Sonic 2 without Spin Dash?
Yeah.
It'd be a bit like,
That should have been something. We've put Sonic Jam 2 has been announced. We put Spin Dash in Sonic 1. Yay! We've taken it out of every subsequent Sonic game. What?
God, no!
What I've noticed is that in more recent Sonic games, they've been taking it out. I don't remember it being in Sonic Unleashed.
Did you imagine that? Sega doing the Sonic version of what Mario did with the original Mario Bros. 2?
Yeah.
Where it's just insanely hard.
That'd be quite good, actually.
The game you can't really... You know, I know it's Nintendo, but... The first time I played Mario 2, when I went through the warp pipe and you had a choice to either kill yourself or go back to the first world. Just imagine that in Sonic.
Yeah. Suicide is an option. Wait a minute. What's this trying to say?
I was going to say something. You know Sonic Jam, just as it going off topic a little bit, you know that little video of Robotnik where he dresses up as Sonic and he's got like those...
Yeah.
What was that actually from? Because it always said to be continued and I never really realised...
You know, I know, I don't know, to be honest, really. That is one of my great Sonic mysteries, I think, as far as the media goes. I've never... No, someone probably knows out there. I swear that I read something about it a long time ago, but, I mean, I don't think the second part got made in the end, really, so that was a bit of a shame. But, I mean, I'm not sure where it's from in the first place. That was pretty awesome. Well, I don't know. I've got Sonic Jam and an emulator here. I think ripping it sounds like a plan.
So I remember I used to watch, for me, Sonic Jam, the best bits were always the videos. I remember we used to watch in the trailer to the Sonic anime, and I was like, oh, that looks amazing. And I actually got the chance about a year to watch it, and I was like, oh, no, it's crap.
That's bad. It's a bit meh. It has its moments where it's like, yeah.
You just listen to Tails, and it's just,
Yeah, that's how, like, Sonic X is how the Sonic anime should be done, though.
They chopped off its nuts, you know?
Yeah, and they've used it as a benchmark for every voice actor.
Two tails instead of two nuts. Sorry. Yeah, so we're trying to break up that combo a bit. Sonic X anime's better, though, I reckon. That's how it should have been done.
Mm. Well, I said, actually, have you not seen the pilot episode for Sonic X?
I've seen a bit of it, and I think Sonic Style posted it a while ago, didn't they? And
it
looked very good. The concept for it was very nice. Very different from what they ended up with. In the end is.
Well, I think the major capture it, there was no humor whatsoever in the pilot version of Sonic X. Yeah. It actually looked like classic.
That would be interesting to watch. Well, we should try and hunt that down, I think.
I'll see if I
can
pick
it up. I think it's
coming back
style.
To yes. Well, maybe we'll have a look at it for the next music break. Just coming back to the Twitter, with a typical typo, topic of the Faster Media Podcast, Gaming Addiction, tweet us your thoughts. The only thing about back, which hasn't been a reply back to it, but the only thing is, got some new sticks and a practice pad. I don't know whether that's gaming related or not, but, you know, it could be... Random person, but yeah, we'll leave that at that, but yeah, little random entry. Otherwise, it's quite dead for a Sunday night, and I'm quite surprised. Yeah,
it is
anyway,
a bit.
It's just a little bit. So far, we're about 55 minutes into the podcast, so yeah, I think I'll warrant another music break, then we'll come back and round up the evening, I think. So that sounds pretty good. Yes, more on Sega and Sonic coming up in the Faster Media Podcast. We'll be back soon.
Okay.
And welcome back to Fast Media Podcast, part three, the final part. So yes, lots of needle and mouse discussion just been going on, largely because of the link that Gabby posted a little while ago. So yeah, what were you guys saying about the 2D-ness and the needle mouse-ness of it? Carry on.
Oh yeah, carrying on again.
Happy knows we've been talking more behind the music than about the music.
No, I mean I'm just reading through this leaked document that was that Sega leaked early on in the week.
Yeah. So that's Unleashed and Needle Mouse, so not only Needle Mouse, but it's other leaked document. They've had a bit of leaking stuff, don't they?
Apparently it's the same FTP.
That's a really bad joke we've just thought of. So you keep leaking stuff, so send a plumber in to fix it. Hey, it's me, Mario. Put a bump to him.
You say that, isn't Nintendo's press FTP all password protected anyway, so...
According to Sega Nerds on here, they leaked the same FTP leaked Sonic Unleashed, so this is pretty much as confirmed as it gets.
Well, I mean, it's like I'm looking at the FTP right now. I mean, I can access it, and I've got no password or anything. It's just wide open. To be honest, I'm surprised they haven't closed this thing up a bit, at least to password encode it.
Yeah.
Well, bear in mind, the Sega community and Sonic community know of other ventures that we can go into apart from the anonymous FTP. See, Sega America getting us in trouble, damn it.
Yeah. I mean, just to go through the Sonic ones, obviously it says here Sonic Racing, which I would presume is Sonic and All-Stars, Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing. It says open to DLC to differentiate PS3 SKU, not Ratchet and Clank, but other characters. And then it says maybe characters from Rare or Fable universes, which would obviously be for a 360 version. For Yakuza, with it being Sega related, could put Japanese games directly on PlayStation Network for download in a special Japanese import section. Might need to localize menus at least with subtitles.
It would be appreciated.
Very appreciated.
Sony of America interested in helping on marketing side if they have period of exclusivity.
Oh, they would, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Where have you seen that from? Sorry.
Where am I reading it from? Sega Nerds. They took the best bits from the notes. I'll link it in chat room.
Fair enough. So that actually links back to the anonymous FTP, does it, or is that just
they removed the document once they found out that someone had been an idiot and put it on a publicly available server.
Yeah, I would have thought they would.
What else have we got on here? Phantasy Star Universe 2 could do bundle at GameStop with PSP, 30 to 35,000 units on UMD, Go, or both. Valkyria Chronicles 2, which is referenced here as Valkyria 1937, could bundle with PSP as well. Sonic Anniversary could put out collector's edition with all old Sonic games on one Blu-ray disc, Best of Sonic for around $99. Sony of America would love PlayStation Network exclusive power-ups or different game modes, for example, Castlevania's Flip It Over or Backwards.
So yeah, like you're saying, a lot of licensing going in there, and that looks like a lot of work.
Yeah, then they're going on about...
Maybe Sony are trying to do a lot to actually try and get back in the game, but I don't know, they obviously apply to other consoles as well, so that could be a load of rubbish for you, so...
Yeah, I mean, what else they've got on here? They're obviously saying PlayStation 2 emulator for PS3, which is marked as confidential.
oh, shit.
Yeah. Also, it says Sony of America wants to sell all PS2 titles on Pocketing Money Show PlayStation 3 controller on TV ads, similar to EA Madden spots and basketball and stuff. The other real interesting one is Dreamcast digital titles. It says here, if we provide a list of Dreamcast titles, Sony of America will let us know which ones they're interested in having exclusively. If we give them a long period of exclusivity, they'll give us more marketing support.
I mean, that's fairly...
It's an interesting document to read through,
That's similar to what they've done before, isn't it? We're still waiting for Ghostbusters on the 360 over here, aren't we?
Out in a couple of months, though.
Because Sony Pictures have the rights to the movie anyway.
Ah, I suppose that helped.
Definitely.
So that would have been a bit tricky as well. I don't know, maybe we're just nitpicking at this point. Seems like a lot of this sort of stuff.
But, you know, if they say Dreamcast games are going to the PS3, you can just pretty much guarantee Shenmue is going to be a download, isn't it? Because you think like, they got Yakuza 3 on the PS3, and now you've got Yakuza 4 coming to PS3 exclusive as well.
Yeah, but all the Yakuzas have been exclusive to PlayStation.
Yeah. Some people were killed for Shenmue. So,
you know,
3.
If they wanted to do it as promotion, you could put Shenmue on straight away. The same style of a game, minus a few different stories.
Yeah, that's it. Why can't they just retitle Yakuza to Shenmue and that's it? Just say, this is the best you're going to get. We're not going to tell you the story, but...
Well, look back, wouldn't it? It'd be like, yeah. Oh, hard to say. Well, I think we might wrap it up for tonight. Largely because it's almost been about the right sort of amount of time for a podcast. And also, I will say this, it's the penultimate podcast, it's one episode 9, episode 10's the last one's next week, and it might be collaborated with some of the actual recordings from Insert Coin if I can get them together in time. But that should mean the next podcast is next Friday, or Sunday rather, I keep saying the wrong day, next Sunday, which will be the 4th of October. Now, the one thing I would say before we go is that Project 7's in the works, and that's Radio Sega's new version of their site. And I largely mention that because they're actually launching that on the 14th of October 2009, which is 10 years after the Dreamcast anniversary when it was launched, in Europe at least. USA's already had theirs, technically, so yeah, we can do a Europe one. Well, Radio Sega one, anyway. So that'll be something to look forward to, and I expect a few other festivities will happen on that day as well, from Sega Europe as well, so definitely something to keep an eye out for, really. But I think we'll leave it at that. We'll be back next week. I will say for the second series of the podcast, it's not going to be too far away either, really. But I'll leave you hanging in there so you can tune in next week and I'll deliver some more details to that. Anyway, we are going to head off. We'll leave you a few banging tunes, starting with DJ Seps and Water Warning, You Can't Breathe Through This Remix. It's pretty funky. Anyway, I'll see you next week along with some
not
of these
me.
Guys. Now,
I'll be in Vegas. You, gambling my life away.
Good for you all.
Friday, you said, right?
It is indeed. Anyway, we'll definitely catch up with you sometime soon. But that's the end of this podcast. We'll catch up with you soon.
Bye.
See you.